Scripture reading for this morning comes from the 90th Psalm, a Psalm of Moses. So teach us to count our days that we may gain a wise heart. Turn, O Lord, how long? Have compassion upon your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, so that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad as many days as you have afflicted us, and as many years as we have seen evil. Let your work be manifest to your servants, and your glorious power to their children. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and prosper for us the works of our hands. Oh, prosper the works of our hands. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We give thanks for this day and for the opportunity to hear such singing and music made again in this sanctuary. After a year of silence on Sundays, we know how special the ministry of music is here at Broadway, and we do not dare take it for granted. On Easter Sunday 2020, I stood before a completely empty set of pews and said there would be singing again in this sanctuary, and now there is, and we are so very grateful. We are grateful also for a new organist, Bradley Resnicek, and the many gifts and talents he is already bringing to both our music and our worship. And we look forward to a future of ministry together that will honor the Clyburn organ, this Broadway sanctuary, and all of those many generations which built them. We also look forward to inspiring the generations that are coming after, and we hope to minister to them with beauty and holiness, strength and succor, open invitation, and great commission. Of course, though, saying hello to Bradley Resnicek also means having to say goodbye, in a sense, to our dear brother, Dr. Al Travis. Through 41-plus years of tumult and change, Al was a fixed star in our sky and a strong anchor amidst many stormy seas. He was and is forever organist emeritus. And we give thanks for him and for Marita and for their constancy and their commitment. And I could think of no better word to say what I wanted to say this morning than the one I've chosen as the title for my meditation: doxology. Praise be to God. The appointed psalm this morning is a psalm of Moses. That is fitting, as Moses was with the Israelites for 40 years, just like Al was with us for 40 some odd years. And on the occasion of Al's 40th anniversary here at Broadway, as he was nearing 80 years of age, I reminded Al that Moses was just getting started when he turned 80. And still had another 40 years of wandering the wilderness to go. Al said he thought that was a mistranslation in the Bible. And he wanted to see it in the original biblical manuscript. In any case, Psalm 90 is a psalm of an old man and faithful leader who loved his people and prayed for them. And these were his words. Teach us to count our days that we may gain a wise heart, so that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad as many days as have afflicted us, and as many years as we have seen the evil. This generation has seen a lot. 40 years ago, Leo Garrett wrote the history of Broadway Baptist Church titled Living Stones. It is a story of growth and flourishing, then struggle and decline. It is the story of an inner city church and also a courageous church. And if the stones of this sanctuary were alive, they would have a lot to say. But while they don't say too much, the living stones of this church, Al and Marita, Kathy Medea, Mary Hyatt, Patty Woolley, others, have seen, and they've stayed, and they've bailed water, and put out fires, and raised and lowered and raised the sail, and marked the deaths and dealt with the sins of many of the sons of Adam and daughters of Eve, and through it all, they've held on. And they've seen this old ship through many a danger and many a storm. And we today, 2021, after all of these many years, are still, because of them, a church. So yes indeed, doxology. Doxology in a prayer from an old man for the people whom he loves. Make us glad, dear Lord, as many days as we've been afflicted, make us glad. And through the times, and though the times and seasons we know not of, nor the seas we ourselves will have to sail, Al, I want you to know that the next generation takes its torch and lights the flame and proclaims its faith. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter in the stormy blast, and our eternal home. God is our refuge and our strength. And though the mountains shake and the seas roar, Christ is the same yesterday and today and also tomorrow. And the one who was, still is, and will be. And in spite of all of our human folly and failure and willful ignorance and lack of nerves, the gates of hell shall never prevail against God's church and God's people. And the organ swells, and the choir rises, and the great doxology is sung from one generation unto the next, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God and Mother of us all, always and forever, and all of God's people then said, Amen.